Cluster rolling upgrade is a new feature in Windows Server 2016. It enables you to upgrade the operating system of cluster nodes in Hyper-V cluster or scale out file server cluster from Windows Server 2012 R2 to Windows Server 2016 without stopping workloads running on the nodes. In this demo, we will see how we can use VMM 2016 to upgrade Windows Server 2012 R2 cluster to 2016 seamlessly without having any downtime to the running workloads. Before getting to see how this can be performed, let's check out the advantages and the process of cluster rolling upgrade. The advantages that we get are there is no new investment that we need to do in any hardware to perform the upgrade. Plus, the workload stays running on the nodes, which means zero downtime throughout the process of upgrade. And no need to deplete the existing host of nodes. Quick rebuild to existing cluster is performed. Now coming to the process of upgrade. As depicted in the diagram, the cluster moves to a mixed mode and while the upgrade is performed. And post the upgrade, the cluster is fully functional on Windows Server 2016. And all this happens without having any downtime on the workloads. Let's see how this happens as part of our demo. In our setup, we already have a cluster with two nodes running Windows Server 2012 R2. Let's look at few properties of the cluster. Each cluster has something called as functional level and a functional mode. When the cluster is running all 2012 R2 nodes, the functional level of the cluster is set to 8 and the functional mode is set to up to date. During the upgrade process, when cluster will have a mixed set of nodes, the mode of the cluster will be changed to mixed mode, but the functional level will be set to 8 and the cluster will continue behaving like a 2012 R2 cluster. We already have created a couple of VMs on each of the nodes to demonstrate that the VM are still running during the entire upgrade process. Since the VMM uses the bare metal deployment process to install the new OS on the nodes, we will need a physical computer profile that is attached to a Windows Server 2016 VHD, which we will use to install the OS on the nodes. We will also need Pixie Server, which will boot the machine and install the WinPE image during the OS installation process. Since we have all the prerequisites ready, let's go ahead and start the process. We need to right-click on the cluster and say upgrade cluster. Select the nodes that we want to upgrade. Specify the physical computer profile that we just saw. Since the bare metal deployment of OS requires communication with BMC, specify the BMC run as account, the protocol. We need to specify the BMC IP address of these machines. Once we hit the finish on the wizard, we can just wait. The VMM will take care of executing all the steps in the entire process. It will pick one node, live migrate the VMs of this node to another node. As you can see here, the VMs from this node are now being live migrated, but they are still running. Once the VMs are migrated to other cluster, VMM will evict the node out of the cluster and then install Windows Server 2016 on it using the bare metal deployment process. Since it is a clean installation of OS and not an in-place upgrade, this will take some time. Once the first node is ready, VMM will add this node back to the cluster. VMM will pick the second node, migrate the VMs from this node to the first node, evict this node out of the cluster and install Windows Server 2016 on this one. Once OS is installed, it will then add node back to the cluster. Once all the nodes in the cluster are upgraded to 2016, VMM will update the functional level of the cluster to 9. After which the cluster functions as 2016 cluster and there is no turn back and it's the point of no return. As we have seen in the demo, VMM orchestrates the entire process of cluster rolling upgrade and seamlessly upgrade the cluster without any downtime to the running VMs. Here are the links to System Center 2016 Virtual Machine Manager documentation and blog. Thanks for watching the video.